Pakistan's sugar sector mismanagement has sparked disappointment among sugarcane growers, called the real stakeholders, as the millers and middlemen are accused of exploitation, with support from prominent politicians. A few politicians own sugar mills while the rest of the millers have close relationships with the political elite, creating a win-win situation for those who are behind sugar shortages despite availability of surplus quantities in the country. This year, the growers have also been deprived of the guaranteed support price for sugarcane from the government as, under an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the sugar market, along with wheat, has to be deregulated. Initially, the growers in Punjab were offered a price of around 350 rupees per 40 kilograms, which at the end of the season is hovering between 400 rupees and 450 rupees. Sugarcane prices in Sindh are relatively high. The province has got a low yield and they are trying to get the desired quantity from Punjab, said an official of a Punjab-based sugar mill. Growers were initially happy to fetch 400 rupees per 40 kilograms, but as the crushing season is approaching its end, prices have been increased up to 460 rupees, he added. However, a large percentage of sugarcane growers are still under pressure due to the decades-old culture of delay in payments from most of the mills. This culture has provided an opportunity to the middlemen to enhance their influence because they have the capacity to hold the sugarcane crop and the sweetener. We work extremely hard in our fields in the hope of receiving a fair price for our produce, but what most of the millers do with us is painful, said Farooq Aziz, a grower from South Punjab. The growers who have the capacity of loading their produce on tractor trolleys and can wait for a long time before selling the harvest to the millers are also not happy. The millers often delay payments for months on excuses like high moisture content or weight disputes. We have to knock on their doors for months before accepting lower prices after unjustified reductions, Aziz added. On the other side, those growers who cannot afford this long process simply sell their crop to the middleman, who of course gives a much lesser price than the market value. Farmers have to feed their families, they have to purchase all inputs for the next crop and above all they have to pay off their debt. Nobody cares about these struggles, he said. As per official statistics, sugar production in 2024-25 is forecast to reach 6.8 million tons, 3% higher than 2023-24. This increase, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, is in line with population growth and demand from the food processing sector. Yet, farmers' income has stagnated. Over 60% of sugarcane growers are small landholders with less than 5 acres, trapped in a cycle of debt and dependency.